This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there, and we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This is the show on KMOX. Chris Ronji, Amy Markscores, Kevin Wheeler hanging out with you. And, you know, in addition to all of the important things that we cover, we do tend to occasionally look at things that maybe aren't as important. Or is this really important, Amy? Like, I don't know how.
Well, yeah, speak
how
for
do
yourself.
You categorize this?
Yeah, here's the deal. Weddings in Las Vegas are $2 billion a year industry.
Wait.
Weddings?
Weddings
in Las Vegas.
All
right, $2 billion a year industry.
Yeah, that sounds right.
And a large portion, a large portion of those weddings are the infamous Elvis-themed weddings, right?
Nice.
That's, how long has that been going on? Forever? Well, the family that owns the rights to Elvis imaging, which I guess is the family. They are now issuing a cease and desist for these chapels that are performing Elvis-themed weddings, saying you can't do it anymore. You know, this is our imaging. You're using our copyright images. And the Graceland Wedding Chapel, which performs 6,400 Elvis-themed weddings per year, they haven't been served a warning yet, according to the manager, but they are preparing, and it's Authentic Brands Group. They're the ones that
are saying, continuing to do it anyway.
Because they haven't been served the warning yet, the cease and desist. Okay. I'm guessing there's so many chapels.
Make as much as you can until they force you to quit.
Yeah.
So explain two things to me,
okay,
if you guys can. And I'm not asking you guys to be the advocates for the Vegas Elvis wedding industry. But why? Why is that a thing?
Well, it says the licensing company. Wait, the Elvis.
Do you mean why is that?
Yeah, like why do people want to have a wedding with a fake Elvis? Like, why?
I don't. It's kind of fun.
What?
It seems like fun.
It's a wedding.
Yeah.
Not supposed to be like, hey, let's just bring in Elvis.
That's a great question. How did it start? Who did the first
Elvis had his residency there. And
yeah, he's a big
everybody
part of
in
Las
Vegas was like, how do we make money off of that? Let's do weddings.
But I mean, who was the first person to go from holy matrimony to Elvis officiating your wedding?
I don't know, but they were drunk.
Is there anything?
Well, I don't know. Yeah.
There can't be anything holier than Elvis, right?
What?
I mean, Elvis is a religion for a lot of people.
He is a religion. John Stamos loved Elvis.
Those people loved. Is he dead? John Stamos? Why did you say it like he's no longer with us?
Well,
Elvis is not. He's been seen in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. So.
Yes, I heard that too.
Yeah.
But he wasn't, and I think that a lot of his fans are probably, you know, they're aging. And maybe a lot of his fans are no longer around. So maybe it's not as much of a religion to people as it used to be. But that he was like, you know, before Michael Jackson, he was Michael, not like in the weird Michael way.
Although,
and, you know, he was after the Beatles.
Elvis had some questionable behaviors.
Yeah, I did hear that. Yeah, you might be right.
Yeah.
But
well,
but he was always it didn't do it for me. Elvis didn't do it for me. But I understand why, as an entertainer, he did it for other people.
Okay,
I
so
get it.
The logistics of this are that the licensing company, the Authentic Brands, it oversees estate names like Muhammad Ali and Marilyn Monroe. And they are saying that the unauthorized use of Presley's name, likeness, voice, image, and other elements of his persona have to go through them. They're protected trademarks. So the Elvis industry, Vegas without Elvis weddings, is like a lesser Vegas. But if you had to do a themed wedding, what would your theme be if you had to?
Well, Kevin would easily do Star Wars.
We did.
Did you really?
I mean, we didn't dress up or anything.
Wait, that's what I meant. We buried the lead here.
Yeah.
You had a Star Wars wedding?
So the wedding was normal, like regular old wedding stuff, like normal classical music, the whole deal. But when, you know, they do the introductions of the wedding party and the new bride and groom.
Well, yeah.
You play the Emperor's March or whatever.
The Emperor's March. Yes, that's exactly.
Yeah.
We played the Dark Side song as we were being introduced as newlyweds. No, it was the celebration from the original Star Wars movie.
At the end. Where they get the medals.
The medal ceremony.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I always forget what that's called. But it's a good song.
But
yeah, the fanfare kind of thing.
So, yes, we did that.
If there had to be a theme, would it be Star Wars?
Yeah.
So you would be... Would you be Luke?
Han Solo.
No, because Luke didn't ever have a love interest, and there'd be weird, wouldn't it?
Well, he's like, not married his sister.
Like, who's the main female character of those movies? It's Leia, right?
Right.
So that would be the wife. So I'd have to be Han Solo.
Yeah, I guess you would.
And I would shoot first.
Yeah.
You don't even get that, do you, Ranch?
I would shoot first. Was that from the first one where they're at the table?
Yeah. Okay, you do get it. See.
Yeah.
So you're a partial nerd.
Star Wars was like one of the first things ever that I loved.
Yeah.
Star Wars and Superman growing up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I loved Superman. I loved Star Wars. So
I think this is kind of dorky. You can't really see it. I'm not in any great danger of getting married. I'm not sure if I will, but if
it's not a dangerous project.
I know. But one, I wouldn't have a wedding. Like, I would do a courthouse thing.
Okay,
I just want to go to the courthouse. I don't want a wedding.
Can respect that, but what if you had to?
If I had to do a wedding, I would... And I've thought about this. I would wear my racing shoes, but you can't see them because it's like under the dress, but I would have racing flats
on. That's not a theme, though. What's the theme? Like, are you going to have a running theme?
No, that would be dorky.
More so than Star Wars?
Well, that's a good point.
Ranji, what would you do?
I would probably, even though it's old news, I'd probably do a Game of Thrones thing. I'd love to dress up in some fantasy.
But only the most violent show of all time?
It's only a TV show. No one's going to die at the wedding.
Oh, you could redo the Red Wedding.
Oh, my God. Yeah. We'll reenact that. I'm sure that would go over well. I'm sure that would go over really well.
You should do a Ghost Bros wedding.
Yeah, oh, where great
guys,
idea.
That guy's dude, like, do you hear that?
Dude, did you hear that? What was that?
It's Ghost Adventures.
Bro.
Not Ghost
dude.
Bros.
Dude. The Guy Man Do Bro guy?
Yes. It's awesome. Best show probably on Travel Channel.
So you could probably, I mean, they're probably... not famous enough to turn down an invitation if you were to say,
that's
guys, we would like to pay you to appear at our wedding reception.
Yes.
And then do your whole thing.
Well, I don't know.
They do it.
They might.
I'm going back to the Star Wars wedding. I would do a Star Wars wedding and have R2-D2 be the ring bearer.
Beautiful.
Right?
That'd be adorable.
Yes. Because they have the robotic R2-D2s.
They do. And C-3PO
they're
could
expensive,
be the flower
though.
Girl
no.
because the way he walks and throws flowers.
Yeah.
I think we could do a legit Star Wars
C-3PO,
wedding.
C-3PO, yeah.
No. Your ring bearer would have to be Grogu.
That's not original.
Doesn't matter.
No.
He's in the universe.
Although he's the big star now. So
he's the star and he's in the universe.
Here's who would officiate. Salacious B. Crumb.
Wow, you're digging deep there.
Wow. Good Lord,
do you guys know who that
nerd.
Is? You know who that is?
No.
That's the little creature that sits on Jabba the Hutt's shoulder.
Oh, that thing? Oh, God. Yeah. Hey, by the way, before we say goodbye here in this segment, can we get the Cardinals to bring back Elvis Knight?
No.
Okay.
Because they probably would be served.
Yeah.
Ah, they would get served.
And I don't mean served a beer. I mean like, you know,
I know what you mean.
Documents. Legal documents.
I love Elvis Knight. I think it's fun.
Chris Ranji is weird. Amy Marks scores a little less. I'm weird, too. This is the show on KMOX. This is the show on KMOX. Chris Ranji, Amy Marks scores, Kevin Wheeler hanging out with you. And, you know, in addition to all of the important things that we cover, we do tend to occasionally look at things that maybe aren't as important. Or is this really important, Amy? Like, I don't know how.
Well, yeah, speak
how
for
do
yourself.
You categorize this?
Yeah, here's the deal. Weddings in Las Vegas are a $2 billion a year industry.
Wait.
weddings.
Weddings
in Las Vegas.
In Las Vegas.
Are $2 billion a year industry.
Yeah, that sounds right.
And a large portion. Yeah, a large portion of those weddings are the infamous Elvis themed weddings, right?
Nice.
That's how long has that been going on? Forever. Well, the family that owns the rights to Elvis imaging, which I guess is the family.
They are
now issuing a cease and desist for these chapels that are performing Elvis themed weddings, saying you can't do it anymore. You know, this is our imaging. You're using our copyright images. And the Graceland Wedding Chapel, which performs 6,400 Elvis themed weddings per year, they haven't been served a warning yet, according to the manager, but they are preparing. And it's Authentic Brands Group. They're the ones that
are saying, continuing to do it anyway.
Because they haven't been served the warning yet, the cease and desist. Okay. I'm guessing there's so many chapels.
Make as much as you can until they force you to quit.
Yeah.
So explain two things to me,
okay,
if you guys can. And I'm not asking you guys to be the advocates for the Vegas Elvis wedding industry. But why? Why is that a thing?
Well, it says the licensing company. Wait, the Elvis.
Do you mean why is that?
Yeah, like why do people want to have a wedding with a fake Elvis? Like, why?
I don't. It's kind of fun.
What,
it seems like fun.
It's a wedding.
Yeah.
It's not supposed to be like, hey, let's just bring in Elvis.
That's a great question. How did it start? Who did the first Elvis
wedding? Elvis had his residency there. And
yeah, he's a big
everybody
part of
in Vegas was like, how do we make money off of that? Let's do weddings.
But I mean, who was the first person to go from holy matrimony to Elvis officiating your wedding?
I don't know, but they were drunk.
Is there anything?
I don't know. Yeah.
I mean, there can't be anything holier than Elvis, right?
What?
I mean, Elvis is a religion for a lot of people.
He is a religion. John Stamos loved Elvis.
Those people loved. Is he dead? John Stamos? Why did you say it like he's no longer with us?
Elvis is not. He's been seen in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. So.
Yes, I heard that too.
Yeah.
But he wasn't, and I think that a lot of his fans are probably, you know, they're aging. And maybe a lot of his fans are no longer around. So maybe it's not as much of a religion to people as it used to be. But that he was like, you know, before Michael Jackson, he was Michael, not like in the weird Michael way.
Although,
and, you know, he was after the Beatles.
Elvis had some questionable behaviors.
Yeah, I did hear that. Yeah, you might be right.
Yeah.
But
well,
but he was always it didn't do it for me. Elvis didn't do it for me, but I understand why as an entertainer he did it for other people.
Okay,
I get it.
The logistics of this are that the licensing company, the Authentic Brands, it oversees estate names like Muhammad Ali and Marilyn Monroe. And they are saying that the unauthorized use of Presley's name, likeness, voice, image, and other elements of his persona have to go through them. They're protected trademarks. So the Elvis industry, Vegas without Elvis weddings, is like a lesser Vegas. But if you had to do a themed wedding, what would your theme be if you had to?
Well, Kevin would easily do Star Wars.
We did.
Did you really?
I mean, we didn't dress up or anything.
Wait, that's what I meant. We buried the lead here.
Yeah.
You had a Star Wars wedding?
So the wedding was normal, like regular old wedding stuff, like normal classical music, the whole deal. But when, you know, they do the introductions of the wedding party and the new bride and groom.
Well, yeah.
You play the Emperor's March or whatever.
The Emperor's March. Yes, that's exactly.
Yeah.
We played the Dark Side song as we were being introduced as newlyweds. No, it was the celebration from the original Star Wars movie.
At the end. Where they get the medals.
The medal ceremony.
Yeah.
I always forget what that's called. But it's a good song.
If you had to dress up, if there had to be a theme, would it be Star Wars?
Yeah.
So you would be... Would you be Luke?
Han Solo.
No, because Luke didn't ever have a love interest, and that'd be weird, wouldn't it?
Well, he's like, not married his sister.
Like, who's the main female character of those movies? It's Leia, right?
Right.
So that would be the wife. So I'd have to be Han Solo.
Yeah, I guess you would.
I would shoot first.
Yeah.
You don't even get that, do you, Ranch?
I would shoot first. Was that from the first one where they're at the table?
Yeah. Okay, you do get it. See.
Yeah.
So you're partial nerd.
Star Wars was like one of the first things ever that I loved.
Yeah.
Star Wars and Superman growing up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I loved Superman. I loved Star Wars. So
think this is kind of dorky. You can't really see it. I'm not in any great danger of getting married. I'm not sure if I will, but
it's not a dangerous project.
I know, but one, I wouldn't have a wedding. Like, I would do a courthouse thing.
Okay,
I just want to
okay.
go to the courthouse. I don't want a wedding.
Can respect that, but what if you had to?
If I had to do a wedding, I would, and I've thought about this, I would wear my racing shoes. But you can't see them because it's like under the dress, but I would have racing flats
on. That's not a theme, though. What's the theme? Like, are you going to have a running theme?
No, that would be dorky.
More so than Star Wars?
Well, that's a good point.
Ranji, what would you do?
I would probably, even though it's old news, I'd probably do a Game of Thrones thing. I'd love to
I'd love
to dress up in some fantasy.
But only the most violent show of all time?
It's only a TV show. No one's going to die at the wedding.
Oh, you could redo the Red Wedding.
Oh, my God. Yeah. We'll reenact that. I'm sure that would go over well. I'm sure that would go over really well.
You should do a Ghost Bros wedding.
Yeah, oh,
great idea. That guy's like, do you hear that?
Dude, did you hear that? What was that?
It's Ghost Adventures.
Bro.
Not Ghost
Dude.
Bros.
Dude. The Guy Man Do Broad Guy?
Yes. It's awesome. Best show probably on Travel Channel.
So you could probably, I mean, they're probably not famous enough to turn down an invitation if you were to say,
that's
guys,
right.
We would like to pay you to appear at our wedding reception.
Yes.
And then do your whole thing.
Well, I don't know.
They do it.
They might.
I'm going back to the Star Wars wedding. I would do a Star Wars wedding and have R2-D2 be the ring bearer.
They're beautiful.
Right?
That'd be adorable.
Yes. Because they have the robotic R2-D2s.
They do. And C-3PO could be the flower girl because of the way he walks and throws flowers.
Yeah.
I think we could do a legit Star Wars wedding.
C-3PO,
No, no. Your ring bearer would have to be Grogu.
That's not original.
Doesn't matter.
No.
He's in the universe.
Although he's the big star now. So
he's the star and he's in the universe.
Here's who would officiate. Salacious B. Crumb.
Wow, you're digging deep there.
Wow. Good Lord.
Do you guys know who that is? You know who that is?
No.
That's the little creature that sits on Jabba the Hutt's shoulder.
Oh, that thing? Oh, God. Yeah. Hey, by the way, before we say goodbye here in this segment, can we get the Cardinals to bring back Elvis Knight?
No.
Okay.
Because they probably would be served.
Yeah.
Ah, they would get served.
And I don't mean served a beer. I mean like, you know.
I know what you mean.
Documents. Legal documents.
I love Elvis Knight. I think it's fun.
Chris Ranji is weird. Amy Marks scores a little less. I'm weird too. This is the show on KMOX.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.